Went good. Just gotta work to get back out there, and been doing that with the trainers getting me back out there. So, we're gonna see how it goes today.
Patrick, what's it like emotionally when you're watching the game and not able to play in it, as was the case last week?
I mean, can't really think about that stuff, man. I mean, it's a football. It's 100% injury rate in football. So, I mean, sometimes it's gonna happen. You just gotta watch the game. Watch your brothers out there, and hopefully they do a good job, and just move on to the next week.
Speaking of that, how did you think Jordan did last week?
He did good. Yeah, he did good. He did solid tackles, good communication. He's a good player. I mean, very smart, so it was good.
Was there ever a time this year when you guys saw him and were like, wow, this kid's a player for a rookie?
Yeah, he's a smart dude, man. He's smart, he's physical, he's fast. I mean, he's a good dude. He's a good dude, and he's learning. He's picking it up pretty fast. So, I mean, the sky's the limit for him, and, we're going to need him in the future, and, we're going to need him for this game.
We know you guys have the weekend off next week with the bye already. Mm-hmm. But how important is it to you guys to wrap up having both weekends off potentially? I mean, both games at home in the playoffs.
It's just important just to win the game. Period. I mean, it is going to help us to, get the home field advantage. But even if we lose, we still got to keep winning.
Right.
So you got to get through this game first, and see how it goes from there, and just get back healthy, take that week off to get our bodies back, in good shape, make your body feel good, and just kind of go from there.
You enjoyed the extra time around teammates, getting away a day and a half earlier than usual?
Yeah, because our team is a bunch of clowns. So it's good bonding time, so I like it.